Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw Another Simple Favor, directed by Paul Feig, starring Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. Join us on the spoiler-filled car ride home.
I'm tired, Tina. Two movies in 2 days.
And this is my third movie today.
It's exhausting for me.
You want to clear your throat so you don't have to... Nobody has to listen to that for 20 minutes? That's horrible.
So sorry.
Thank you so much. What did we see, Father?
I have absolutely no idea what the name of this movie was. I didn't know what we were going to see when we started this movie, let alone after the movie's over.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, any guesses? If you had to name it? I like this game of you don't know the name of it, so you have to name it. What would you name it?
Interesting but boring. What about that?
Two, because this is the sequel.
You said something about that going in, but I've never seen the original.
I think you did.
I have not.
Okay, well, let me give the government name. Another Simple Favor. A Simple Favor is the first one.
Sure.
With Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Evidently.
Okay, what's the plot?
I'm tired. You go with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's a sequel to A Simple Favor, which I think they really trusted everybody to remember what happened in the first one.
Yeah.
Coming into this one.
I needed some more knowledge. Maybe, I guess.
Not really. The basic plot, Anna Kendrick's character, like, befriends Blake Lively's character, but then uncovers the fact that Blake Lively had a twin, killed her twin, and was living on the run, all this stuff.
And yada, then, yada, yada.
In the second one, Blake Lively is out of jail, and she's getting married to an Italian mobster. So they go to Italy. And for some reason, Anna Kendrick agrees to go. Really light blackmailing, I could argue.
So, was the first one a comedy as well?
Yes. You think a movie that says brother f***er 1,000 times is a
Well, you're just
going
to have to bleep that.
Okay, I am, because I got some real issues with it. But whatever. What did you think? Interesting but boring.
I was entertained at first.
Okay.
But then it grew tiresome. And I definitely did not see this for the original one.
I'm pretty sure you did.
The only Blake Lively movie I can remember seeing was the one where she was a killer, I think, as well, on Long Island.
What?
In a very monochromatic-y kind of color film. On a train.
I can't say that I'm up to date on Blake Lively's filmography.
Okay.
Aside from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Quite a long time ago, though.
Monochrome murder.
Monochrome in the sense that all I sort of remember is it was sort of blue and white feeling to it.
Okay, famous, not monochrome. Monochrome is one color.
Yeah, blue and black blue and white is monochrome.
You said blue and
yes,
white.
Yes, it can be a color and white. That makes it monochrome.
No.
It doesn't have to be black and white. Thank you.
I don't agree with you. I don't know what movie that is, and I don't feel like I want to waste any time trying to figure it out.
That's
because
fine.
I don't think she's the strongest actor in the world.
Oh, I thought she was...
Two cops. Oh, man.
This is a dangerous place you took me to,
okay,
Tina.
Okay, calm down.
Okay.
That cop doesn't have its siren.
No. I mean, I'm not that excited about going somewhere. Anyway, so...
Oh, sorry.
Oh!
Oh, not the vanity in the back.
You didn't even go in the same direction. Jeez. You want to explain the vanity in the back, by the way, that we just slammed into my car seat?
I got some luggage off the next door app. And
oh, luggage, is it?
No, not luggage. Sorry. I'm thinking my brain's on travel. I got a vanity and a dresser and a bed frame, all from next door, all for free.
Right.
All... maybe from the 1930s.
And it just slammed into the back of my head.
Yeah, that too. Well, my head here, I'm present. Okay, so you liked Blake Lively in this.
You know what? The best part about Blake Lively in this?
Her hair.
Were the outfits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tour de force in the outfits. I did love all of those.
Tour de force.
Did you not think they were amazing?
Yeah, the last time you used tour de force, though, you were talking about the Joker movie.
I still love that movie. But the outfits.
Yeah, outfits were great. Outfits were great in the first one. That carried over.
So was the father?
The father.
The father of Blake Lively's child, the baby daddy.
Yes.
Henry was he Goldie. In the first one?
Yes.
And is he from Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes.
Hey, look at that.
Your wife loves him.
He is a handsome-looking man. I will admit to that.
We can all agree. He's a handsome-looking man. He is a handsome man. He didn't have a ton to do in this one.
No, other than die and show off his butt.
It was a good butt.
I'm glad you approved.
Well... You just called him handsome. Are you saying his butt's not
yes,
handsome?
Yes, but I'm not going to critique his actual anatomy.
Why?
His posterior anatomy.
Why? It was there.
You tell me I'm not allowed to objectify people. But I'm allowed to objectify a man?
I think men could use a little objectification.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's got a hot piece of A.
Oh, my so God. Don't say that. That is disturbing. Okay, so... Yeah, this movie...
How about Anna Kendrick? Did you enjoy her?
Yeah, I miss her in comedies, man. She's funny.
She is good.
She's really, really funny. She's been doing like a real string of dramatic movies recently with like Woman of the Hour and Alice Darling. But her comedic timing is so good. Like the scene where she gets the truth serum.
Yes.
Great.
That was Academy Award worthy.
Bonkers, but continue.
Well, it really was. I mean, her ability to play... truth serum.
Yeah. Is that real?
Sodium barbitol, I think it's called.
Sodium barbitol.
I believe that's right. Okay. Yeah, evidently it takes care of all your inhibitions and you are very susceptible to answering questions. It's a little questionable about how effective it is.
I mean, I'll give it to him. I don't
good.
Really care. But
oh,
she
look,
played
the traffic
that scene great.
Again, and nobody was hurt. So... Although I see the police still way ahead of us with their flashing lights on. But we're at back up to speed. Anyways, moving
on. She was great. She was probably my favorite part. I liked her assistant. Shout out Glee. Gotta love Glee in this household. My issue is... I figured it all out pretty early on.
How early? Although, did you know she was a triplet?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Okay.
So I figured it out at some point when they mentioned a triplet. Like, oh, Blake has probably got an identical twin.
And you could tell them apart.
I assume the other one wasn't identical?
No, they were all identical.
Oh, they were all three identical.
They're all three Blake Lively.
I don't know why I assumed they weren't Blake Lively. Okay.
How did you feel about Blake Lively playing multiple roles, just like Michael B. Jordan? Who did it better?
You mean from last night's movie, Sinners?
It will be a week difference, but yes.
But
in
my
our
life,
timeline,
it was yesterday.
Last night, so it's fresh on the brain.
Michael B. Jordan did not make out with himself. Let's go with that.
Yeah, how do you feel about those special effects? You were amazed at Sinners, and now they're making out with each other.
I mean, this must have been a CG face swap thing.
Probably. So, it had to have been. I don't know how else you would do that.
How did Blake feel?
I have a lot of issues with this. Because for the most part, you have like a dark comedy, but like a lighthearted one. Right?
Yeah.
Right. In the first one, I don't remember the circumstances that lead to Anna Kendrick's character being a brother but...
How you need to... You can't just bleep it. A brother...
No.
Okay.
What else am I going to say?
I don't know.
A brother banger? That's worse.
Good luck making the...
It's going to be a pain to edit, but
edit,
I shall
yeah.
persevere.
Okay.
When she is a brother f***er in the first one, it is consensual, and I feel like he's a stepbrother.
Wait, it's her brother?
Yeah, that's why she's called a brother.
So now I can't go watch the first movie because you've ruined the important part, right?
Blake Lively calls her brother f***er the
whole
movie.
I understand that, but I didn't know if it was just a term of endearment.
You think brother f***er is a term of endearment?
Hey, between the two of them? So, all right, here's the part I don't really understand at all. Were you going somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay.
Brother f***er in the first one, consensual.
That's a lot of beeps.
That's fine. Everybody knows what it is. Consensual. This one, I knew it was coming.
as soon as I figured out that there was a triplet fairly early on, I was like, oh, they're going to bang. 100% knew it in my body and soul. Because I knew that they would not pass the opportunity up to say sister f-. I knew it. It just inevitable. However, this one was rape. Straight up. But we all just called it sister f-. And then I was waiting for them to be like, sister raper, rapist, or something. Something to like... It was a weird choice to make in the first place. To make it a non-consensual thing with somebody who was clearly mentally unwell.
But they were no way out of this one. If they wanted to have them have any kind of weird relationship.
No, you could absolutely... I think they were... You could absolutely... I could absolutely believe...
She couldn't be attracted to her own sister.
There are people who would bang themselves, given the chance. Not me. I would like to go on the record and say not me, but I have heard that people, if they were given the chance to bang a clone of themselves, they would.
Wait, you're spending way too much time on Reddit.
This is not on Reddit. Real. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I think you could have written it in a way that would have still been weird, but not rape. Which in this movie, it did not need to go that dark. Thank you so
Long,
much. What
solid
was your
pause.
Point?
I have nothing more to say about that.
Great.
No, I obviously there's no way. I don't know where they were going, but I didn't know any of this was where it was going to begin with. So I didn't realize it was a meme from the first one.
I hate that you call it a meme.
I know. I thought you'd like that.
No, I do not. And I think they beat Brother with a dead horse. Because
just like you are at this point.
They use it so well in the first one as such like a funny... Oh my gosh. It is wild. It is a Tuesday night. They use it so sparingly and so smartly in the first one, like when she says it to Anna Kendrick. Mm-hmm. And then in this one, they were just like every 5 seconds, remember this funny joke, remember this funny joke, remember this funny joke. And then it's just like all the air is just sucked out of the room. That was my problem, is that like the comedy wasn't as smart as it was that I remember it being in the first one. Mm. The first one's not a perfect movie by any means, but I do remember it being breezy, funny, and like
a little
true crime.
I could see that's what they were trying to recreate here, even though I never saw the first
one. Right. I think you have.
I did not see the first one, because there's
no... We'll ask your wife.
No.
I'm still going to.
All right, so here's my question, since I don't have any knowledge of the first one.
I barely have any knowledge of the first one.
Well, I don't understand the Blake Lively character in this one. So the movie starts off with her being the diva of divas.
She's the diva of divas in the first one.
But then once she has been drugged and then found again and exposed, and the two of them are talking, she seemed very down-to-earth and very nice person.
I mean... I think... I still don't really get, like...
So, was she ever that character in the first movie?
You're asking me to... This, genuinely, I think it came out in, like, 2018. That's 7 years of me to remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. I do think that, like, they had, like, a couple moments of her not being as...
But she seemed like a totally different person.
I agree.
In the last 5 minutes of this movie. Maybe
yeah.
10.
No, I think 20. It did go on for a lot longer than I feel it needed to. I honestly was like just waiting for the two of them to get together. I was like, you keep alluding to it, so just do it. Stop being a coward and just do it. But they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that was what was coming, so no, I don't know what you're saying.
You didn't feel the vibe? They were flirting with each other the whole time.
No, because I... no, because I don't know if I knew when... Who was whom at what point, because I didn't
really
know...
It was always Blake until the black dress. It was always the original one until the black dress.
Okay.
And the wedding. When Anna Kendrick tries to go to her room...
Right,
and Allison Janney is like, you can't come in.
Ah, right.
Then it's the switch. But up until then, it was the original Blake, who's, I think, Emily. I don't remember. There are too many names.
Good thing about this, right?
Okay.
It was a solid female cast all the way through. I mean, all the main characters were female.
Yeah.
There was no... They drove the film.
Yeah.
And if you didn't love it, it was...
Yeah.
Well, that's not that common.
I guess, I mean...
Especially in a major Hollywood film.
I guess I can give it that. I just, it really, the sister thing really just ruined any of, like, the moderate goodwill that I had felt for it. Where, like, I chuckled a few times. I was really enjoying the scenery. I was enjoying the clothing. And I was, like, kind of enjoying the plot. But then they just, it's not funny. And it didn't need to happen. And I just don't understand the multiple people who had to sign off on that decision.
I guess the implication is that they did bang.
Yes.
But they didn't follow it all the way through, at least, which is good. If it was more exploitative.
Explicit.
If they were exploiting their sexuality, they would have played.
I don't care about this from a gay thing. I care about it from a rape thing. It's a real nuance.
There's another t-shirt. I don't care about the gay thing. It's the rape thing.
It's just a crazy choice to make that, like, did not even remotely need to be made. And that is what really is just gonna linger with me forever.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't sold it to me that they could have written around it, but I mean, I can see maybe.
I could see, like, I
mean, the other lady, the other Blake, was disturbed.
Charity. Yeah, which also didn't feel good either. To then, like, essentially doom... what is this person doing?
I don't know, trying to run into us.
To essentially doom this poor person who has abused her whole life into the carceral system?
The what system?
Carceral?
What's that word?
Jail? Like incarcerated? Does it not come from carceral?
I've never heard of carceral before.
I think it's the carceral system.
Word of the day.
Okay. But, like, abusing this poor girl again, who is the victim in a lot of it. Like, yes, she did rape other
was
Blake.
Was the first other Blake in the first movie having any issues?
She had addiction issues, and okay. I don't remember why that led to Blake killing her.
So it all goes back to Mom, who I guess was... very disturbed?
Was she disturbed in the first one? I don't remember. They put a lot of faith in me, and that was so long ago. And I just... it was just, like, a lot of weird choices that kind of take you out of, like, the... what I think this should have been is, like, a beach read. A Hitchcockian
sure.
beach read.
What I...
you know?
At about the midway point, what I really thought it was a smart take on Murder, She Wrote. I thought this was kind of going a little hip, a little fun, a little, you know, avant-garde.
I think the first one does.
Murder, She Wrote. And then it didn't really close correctly for me.
No, because then it, like, they opened a can of worms with the triplet that they just didn't know how to close. But then they, like, didn't need to open it in the way that they did.
Who was the stepmom, by the way?
The stepmom.
Yeah, the husband's mother.
Husband, so not a stepmom, just mom.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't...
Mother-in-law?
Well, they had another name for it, and I don't want to repeat that one. You have to bleep that as well.
Correct, but it was just his mom.
Okay, who was the actor?
I don't know.
Oh, she seemed famous to me.
Well, maybe she was. Okay, we gotta wrap it up, because we gotta get the other car full of the other furniture.
Well, that makes a lot of sense now.
Doesn't matter. Okay, out of martinis.
I really early on wanted to give it like a 3.75. If you'd asked me much earlier in the film, I would have been there. But I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5?
What, too much?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
whatever.
It was entertaining
enough.
That
was like a 1.5 for me.
Oh. Okay, I'll go to 2.
Well, I don't want to bully you.
No, you're not bullying me. I think you're correct.
You just remember this is... part and feel bad again.
One more bleep before this episode is over. All right.
It is kind of fun to say. You should say it one time.
I do not want to say it.
Say brother.
No.
Say it.
It's not. You're not bullying me.
Say
it's not going to happen.
It's fine.
I'm your father.
It rolls off the tongue.
Nope. Good night, Tina.
Bye. It's fun.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes on moviewithmydad.com or the streaming platform of your choosing. You can also send us an email at moviewithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Blue Sky at Tina Kakadelis or on Letterboxd at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at the local Lowe's. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.